This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado has recorded its first human death of the year from West Nile virus. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The case was in an adult from Lafayette. That's according to the State Health Department and Boulder County Public Health. State health officials say they're seeing concerning virus trends. They've confirmed 9 human cases of West Nile virus in residents of 8 counties this year. It's also been found in mosquitoes in 8 of the 16 counties that have tested the insects this season, including Adams, Arapahoe, Boulder, Broomfield, Denver, Jefferson, Larimer, and Weld counties. The state's chief medical officer urges people to use repellent, drain standing water, and install or repair window and door screens. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The White House is releasing the rest of frozen federal funds for school programs in Colorado. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Colorado was supposed to get the congressionally approved funds by July 1st, but the Trump administration froze them, claiming the education grants have been used to, quote, subsidize a radical left-wing agenda. States denied that charge. Colorado schools will now get $67 million in funds for teacher training, English language instruction, and adult literacy. Public pressure and a wave of bipartisan support led to releasing the funds. While district leaders are relieved, they're worried about the Trump administration's proposal to cut the same funding for the following school year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's Weekend Edition on CPR News and KRCC.